For millennia, monumentality took in all the aspects of spatiality that we have identified above. The perceived, the conceived, and the lived, representations of space and representational space, the spaces proper to each faculty from the sense of smell to speech, the gestural and the symbolic. Monumental space offered each member of a society an image of that membership, an image of his or her social visage. It thus constituted a collective mirror more faithful than any personal one. Such a recognition effect has far greater import than the mirror effect of the psychoanalyst. Of this social space, which embraced all the above-mentioned aspects, while still according each its proper place, everyone partook, and the partook fully, albeit naturally under the conditions of a generally accepted power and a generally accepted wisdom. The monument thus effected a consensus, and this, in the strongest sense of the term, rendered it practical and concrete. The element of repression in it and the element of exaltation could scarcely be disentangled, or perhaps it would be more accurate to say that the repressive element was metamorphosized into exaltation. The codifying approach of semiology, which seeks to classify representations, impressions, and evocations as terms in the code of knowledge, the code of personal feelings, the symbolic code, or the hermeneutic code, is quite unable to cover all the facets of the monumental. Indeed, it does not even come close, for it is the residual, the irreducible. Whatever cannot be classified or codified according to categories devised subsequently to production, which is, here as always, the most precious and the most essential, the diamond at the bottom of the melting pot. The use of the cathedral's monumental space necessarily entails its supplying answers to all the questions that assail anyone who crosses the threshold. For visitors are bound to become aware of their own footsteps and listen to the noises, the singing. They must breathe the incense-laden air and plunge into a particular world, that of sin and redemption. They will partake of an ideology. They will contemplate and decipher the symbols around them. And they will thus, on the basis of their own bodies, experience a total being in a total space. Small wonder that from time immemorial, conquerors and revolutionaries, eager to destroy a society, should so often have sought to do so by burning or razing the society's monuments. Sometimes, it is true, they contrive to redirect them to their own advantage. Here too, use goes further and deeper than the codes of exchange.